And joining us this morning, as he has all week long, Pastor John Gensler from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. How are you, sir?
I am doing well.
We are going to get into God's Word right now, so we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Yes, please. Let's get to God's Word. Looking at how God provides and the fact that God provides for you and for me. And we've been looking at that, especially through the event of the feeding of the multitude, the feeding of the 5,000. And the first thing we looked at is recognizing why God provides. Why does God give you and me everything that we need? And he does it all out of love. It's not because you deserve it. It's because he loves you. What a blessing that we have such a gracious God. And then we looked at how. How does God provide? Through miracles and through everyday situations, your life, he's providing for them through you. And then yesterday we looked at the greatest gift, the greatest thing that God provides for us, of course, is salvation. His greatest gift, his son, Jesus, your Savior, because we all need a Savior. And God provides not just for our bodies, not just for the body, but for the soul, and not just for today, but for eternity. What a great blessing from God. We've certainly read from Matthew 14, from Mark 6, from John 6. Well, I guess we better take a look at Luke chapter 9, because all four Gospels have the reading the multitude of the feeding of 5,000. And so today, Luke chapter 9, starting in verse 12. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we're here in a remote place." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." And they answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everybody sat down, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks, and he broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. Think about that one for a moment. Leftovers. They started out with 5 loaves, 2 fish, thousands of people, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. What a blessing it is that there are sometimes those leftovers. This past week at Prince of Peace, we had one of our missionaries was with us. His name's Joe, and he's in Liberia. And he heads up 14 schools throughout rural villages in Liberia. There's 5,700 kids hearing about Jesus. And Joe was describing to us the differences between students in America and students in Liberia. He was talking about how the parents would talk with the kids, and the kids would say, "Hey, Mom, Dad, can I buy this pencil? I'd like a pencil for school." And the parents saying, "Well, no, because we need to eat. We need to purchase food." How all the kids walk to school, that only the wealthy parents might have a scooter, and that scooter would be for the parents. So how often do we focus on what we don't have instead of the abundance that God has given to us? And this is not about a guilt trip, not trying to guilt trip you or me today. It's just a call for all of us to shift our focus every day, looking at the great abundance that the Lord has given to us. A number of years ago, a friend of mine sent me an email, and he said, "My prayer for you is that you would have enough." And it wasn't about an amount. It wasn't about that, "Oh, I know you need money, and so I hope you have more money." It was, "My prayer for you is that you would have enough, that you would recognize that you do have enough, that the Lord is the one providing." So many ways that we can trust God that he will provide. He continues to provide through maybe earning a paycheck, but maybe through agencies, through churches, through friends, through strangers. God provides. And just as Paul writes in Philippians 4, "I've learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether I have plenty or whether I have very little." He knows that it's all about trusting in the Lord. And that's it today for you and for me. We're thanking God for the blessings that he gives every day in those ways that we understand and ways that we don't understand, the ways we see and the ways that we just turn a blind eye to, the ways that God provides for the body and for the soul, the ways that he provides a family for you, his church family. I pray that if you're connected with a church family somewhere, and if you're not, I pray that you will. find that family of God that surrounds you, that you can go and be a part of all the time, that the Lord always provides. He has provided, and He will continue. Trust in Him. Trust in the Lord today to give you all that is needed, all ways that He provides through everyday means and His miraculous ways. Focus on that greatest gift today, next week, and in the coming months, the greatest gift of grace, hope, and in Christ. May God bless you this Thanksgiving and always. May He bless you with the gift of focus, the gift of enough, the gift of hope, because you have a Heavenly Father who loves you, and His Son who saved you, and in the Holy Spirit who is at work with you. Let's pray. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise You for the ways that You provide, all ways that You provide in this life, and ways You provide for body and soul today and for all eternity. We thank You, Lord, that You have provided this place, this opportunity, this ministry of Yes FM. We ask You to bless all of the DJs and all those working behind the scenes, that Your word would be proclaimed here, and as Your word is proclaimed, You have promised it will not go empty. And so, Lord, we thank You for the ways that You are at work in so many hearts, so many lives, through Yes FM and through all of the ways that you provide Your word for us. Help us today. Help us, Lord, to see You as You provide every day. Help us to thank You, and help us, Lord, to be part of Your provision for others, because You are providing in so many ways. Help us to trust You today and to all eternity. In the name of our Savior Jesus, amen.
Amen. Pastor John Gensler in with us from Prince of Peace Lutheran Church. And Pastor, tell us about Prince of Peace.
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, we're a congregation of the Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which means we take the Bible seriously. Everything we do is based on the Word of God. We're a family-friendly congregation. We love kids. Take a look at Prince of Peace Oregon on Facebook, our Facebook page, Prince of Peace Oregon, going on. We also have a website, princeofpeaceoregon.com. You can go there and check out some things. You're always welcome to contact us. My wonderful administrative assistant, Julie@princeofpeaceoregon.com, or you can always email me, PastorJohn@princeofpeaceoregon.com.
Excellent. Pastor, thanks so much for being in the morning.
It is my pleasure to be here, and God's blessings to you guys as well.